Welcome back to another episode of Yachting Unplugged. We are coming to you today from the iconic Pier 66 here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It is officially open, Rick.
Amazing. It's been watching this for a couple years, coming apart, coming back together
yes.
again, the traffic disruptions, the boat disruptions, and this is an amazing spot we're sitting
really
in right
is.
Now.
So folks, it's officially open. Tons of restaurants, spa, gym, club. You can actually live here at Pier 66 as well. There's 88 residence condos here. So if you are interested in living the lifestyle, this is definitely the place to be.
I know. Sure. I feel really blessed to be here. And we're really pleased that that we've been given the red carpet treatment to come in here and do this today. So
yes,
here we
well,
are.
Thank you to Megan Legacy, who's the official dock master, John Meyer, who heads up the club, and
yes.
everyone, really for your hospitality. We truly appreciate it.
Yes.
We're rolling right into... our hearts are really heavy right now, and we're
yes.
saddened with the loss of Rich Lazzara. I know you had recently been to his memorial service.
Yesterday, we drove across the state, spent the afternoon at his service with his family. What an amazing turnout of people, both from his church and from his yachting community. Rich was too young.
He was 51, I think. 51,
yeah.
52 years old. You know, Rick, I'm a YouTuber. I love it. I dive deep into it. And I saw something recently. It's called Adopted, the Lazzara Story. And it's the story of Rich and Melissa Lazzara and their journey in life, how they met, married 5 months after they met each other. They were each other's human.
Yeah.
They were their person to each other, and they lived an amazing lifestyle. And it's unfortunate. Eight kids later. So if you get a chance, check it out on YouTube. It's called Adopted, the Lazzara Story.
Yes, yes. And I have to give credit, too, to the Lazzara organization. Their business, Dick Lazzara, really put my business, Nautical Structures, my first business in this industry, on the map. He's been so gracious. And now we have something in common. We both have had to say goodbye to our sons, one of our sons in our life. And wow, what a bittersweet reunion yesterday.
Yeah,
but
well,
yes,
our
this
hearts
is...
go out to the entire family, and we're dedicating this show to Rich, and his legacy will live on long after he's gone.
Yes, absolutely true.
Well, tomorrow, actually today. Today's inauguration day.
Today's inauguration day.
I cannot believe it.
I know. It's
number 47 here. That's why we're dressed in red and blue. Very patriotic.
Yes,
we are just hours away.
Yeah.
But another great YouTube story that I sent to you is how the White House transitions between presidents.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Five to six hours.
So hats off to all the 100 employees, team members of the White House. The existing administration moves out at 10 o'clock and they attend
right.
the service to bring in the new president,
right.
President Trump. And then in the next few hours, in 5 hours, they transform
right.
it into the new living quarters of
and
president.
And what I think is so uplifting in this, Kim, is completely bipartisan. The same staff that's been there
yes.
is still there to welcome the new president and his family into the White House. To make the home a home for him. There's no politics in this.
No,
it's just
not.
Creating the environment that these leaders need to do the job that we need them to do for us.
No, absolutely. And then as they're leaving, all 100 team members line up, and the president and the first lady, President Biden and his wife, will tell stories and memoirs and have a great conversation and as a farewell. It's a really great way for a president to leave and the new one to
right.
come in.
Yeah, so this is really cool. We're here
yeah.
now with this. Tomorrow's going to be busy. But I've got to ask you, when we said goodbye last time, right before the holidays, you were going on a mystery trip. What did you do over the holidays, Kim?
Well, it was a great mystery, and it was a great, I detached from my crazy lifestyle here in South Florida. My son turned 19, Chase. He looks a lot older. You know, he's 6'8". Huge kid
yeah.
in heart and in body and soul. It took him and his best friend, Bernard. We went to Hermitage Bay in Antigua.
Wow.
Yes. And it is owned by a good friend and a client. Him and his family own 17 hotels-ish around the world. It is one of the best resorts in the country. And it's Hermitage Bay. There is an amazing all-inclusive experience. There's rooms. There's actually these like little bungalows all up the mountain. There's water sports. There is so much to do there. And
stunning.
I really just read a lot of books and found myself there. But if you are a yacht owner, yacht guests, you want to anchor outside of Hermitage Bay, and you're allowed to come in and dine at Hermitage Bay, it is an opportunity. You want to contact Rachel, the general manager. My heart goes out to everyone at Hermitage Bay for really making my New Year's and Chase's birthday truly epic.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic.
Yes,
fantastic.
Yes. And you, what did you do?
I did what I love to do, and that's go to where I really find my peace and my solace. I went up to North Florida at High Springs and put myself back into some really, really cool caves. I'm an avid cave diver.
Nice.
It's a technical diver. And got some new cave, which is, if anybody knows anything about cave diving, technical diving, when you do something for the first time, you know, it is kind of special. And it was epic. We were on Trimix and dropping down to 165 feet and swimming 1,000 feet back into some really amazing natural virgin. I mean, they protect it so well. You have to be guided. You have to be invited. And that's an example of the amazing aquifer we have here in Florida. The fact that we can drink the water out of the ground still.
Hidden treasures here.
It is one of our treasures. And to be able to actually immerse yourself in it is a privilege.
Well, I'll put it on my bucket list for sure. I will check it out.
It's cool.
Well, let's roll right into
let's talk about this industry,
right? There's some interesting news that is happening going on. We've had some changing of the guards and some of the top of the top in regards to manufacturers. You know, one person that we know very well, Ken Clinton, obviously is no longer with Intrepid, and our hearts go out to Ken. And I know he's going to find something big.
And I think the Intrepid staff
because
it wasn't just Ken that was let go. And what I find interesting, if you were to go back to Yachting USA episode with Ken Clinton, I talked to him at the time about what it was like to be part of the MarineMax organization. He was very complimentary. In fact, he went out of his way to say that MarineMax was the only company that came in and actually invested in capital and capitalized the company. And they were able to go to the Swansboro and build bigger boats. And then I heard a couple weeks afterwards, they pulled the plug on that. So there's that cautionary tale when big co's come in and you get these roll ups and acquisitions. So, I feel badly for Ken.
They say when one door closes, another one opens, and I really do wish both him and Amy the best. MarineMax, I'm sure, has planned something big. We don't know. We'll stay in touch with them.
Hoping to get them to sit and talk to us and get their version and vision of what to go forward with Intrepid.
Absolutely. But, and then also you mentioned the USSA.
So as an ex-board member, I was on the board 5-6 years ago. I've been close to the USSA. I'm one of the original members when they started the organization. Yes, so Nauticom and Kitty McGowan has been let go by the board of the USSA. This is going to be announced this coming Wednesday. And I got to give Kitty and Julie and the whole Nauticom organization nothing but a lot of credit and love because for 16 years, they ran that organization and helped build it into what it is right now. Yeah. I'm not on the board. I was not privy to the conversations and decisions, but I have to trust that the board is working right now in the best interest. So again, I wish Kitty and her organization.
Really thank her for her years of service.
Are you kidding me? She's amazing. Yes. I'm sure we'll be talking to her in the months to come.
Absolutely.
And again, there's so many interesting things happening in the industry. We need a dynamic, vibrant USSA organization to support the U.S. yachting interests. So I'm just challenging the board of the USSA now to step up and really show up.
Right.
And let's see what happens.
Well, Bert Fowles is a dear friend of mine and yours as well. And with his leadership, I'm sure great things ahead for the organization. That's the greatest thing about Yachting Unplugged is that we bring you all these great news. And really, first, if you do have some news and you're an organization and you need to get something out, contact Rick or I. We'll definitely be able to bring it first to the market.
Do our best.
Let's go into boat show season.
Well,
I just came back from Hartford.
And I just came back from Stewart.
Right, yeah.
And these are the first boat shows of the year. And I think we've got, Atlanta coming up in New York?
New York is next, yes. And we have St. Pete's going on this weekend. But I'd like to truly thank the Mohegan Sun. You know, I'm born and raised here in South Florida. Always, you know, we have mega yachts, mega homes, the largest boat shows in the world. And I just thought that Hard Rock Casino was one of the best the best, if not the best casino, but the Mohegan Sun, if you've never been, folks, it is the number one casino in America 7 years in a row.
Wow, wow.
Yeah. And they're actually hosting the Hartford Boat Show. So if you are interested in buying a boat, you're from the city, New York City or Rhode Island, whatever, it's definitely worth going because you can have so much of an experience at this destination.
Right.
I truly enjoyed right. it. I've never been there before. So hats off to the Connecticut Marine Trade Association for hosting that event 54 years strong now. Right. And I'd like to personally thank those that really sponsored me. I was a speaker.
I was just going to say, I knew you were up there talking.
Yeah, right. And hats off to Marine Max and Capital Grill and West Marine for sponsoring my session.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful.
So now let's talk about Dusseldorf. It's going on right now. Next year, I will be going. It's on my bucket list.
It's get ready. It's big.
It's like the largest. I have to wear sneakers.
You better, because it's like 250,000 square meters. And 220,000 people, guests attending
yes.
that show.
Yeah.
They've got full-size yachts inside these halls. I've only been once. And I was gobsmacked when I went to this show about 9 years ago. It was spectacular then, and it seems like it's just even bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, it's not all about beer and bratwurst. It's about boats in Dusseldorf, you know?
Yeah.
So. And I didn't realize this, of course, YouTube, and it's one of the fashion capitals of Europe. I did not know that. So, you know, I'm very into fashion forward. Right. So I'm going to, next year, I really look forward to spending some time
go
there.
To Dusseldorf and then head back down to Milan and just kind of balance it out there, Kim.
Exactly.
Wow.
I couldn't agree more. All right. So let's go into some big news. 9 yachts are under construction.
Well,
mega yachts.
Yeah. So, beyond just, there's a lot more than 9, but there's 9 in the range of 88, 89 meters to 134 meters. And what's profound about this? These are boats that will be delivered in 2025. When you understand they're being almost, with the exception of one that's being built in Turkey by Turquoise Yachts, you know, we're talking about Amels, we're talking about Lursen has got 2 of them, Fedship's got 2 of them, Ocean Co's got 1 or 2 of them, Admiral's got 1. These are a lot of big boats. Well, that's kind of cool. Then you start doing the math and figuring out what does this really mean when you talk about operating these boats and crewing these boats, the economic impact. I always like going back to the economic impact
the
of our industry
because
people miss what that really is when you look at this magnificent industry we're part of. And I did use the word industry. I think there's a claim for that. So doing the simple math, it comes down to probably over 850 seats, 850 professional
crew. So job creation is going to be big.
To just crew these boats.
Yeah.
You know, before you talk about ancillary or sport of any other type. Now, these 9 yachts are like the 9 biggest that's going to be delivered. Let's not ignore the probably 30 to 40 yachts in the 35 to 65 meter range that will also be delivered this year. There's another 2,000 crew positions. So how are we going to get 2,500 to 3,000 crew brought in, trained, put into this industry?
We have to start now. Absolutely.
Well, we should not start a few years ago.
Right? Yeah, I couldn't agree more. All right, so we're going to do a little education here because you and I both are seasoned in the industry.
Right, right.
How does someone who's never in the industry convert meters to feet? What is that?
So you want to know what that 58 foot?
Yeah, just some of those people that are new to our show. Yeah.
Okay, real simple. I normally round up the meters to what the next biggest number is, and I multiply by that by 3, and then round that up a little bit. So like a 58 meter boat is actually 192 feet.
So it's 3.
Do that math.
It's 3.
Times 3
and then round up.
Yeah, so and you get pretty darn close.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Professor Rick, thank you for that education.
that's the only thing I'm bilingual in is the conversion of meters and feet because I work in Europe and the States so much. It goes back and forth easy.
But exciting time. And then we also discussed, you and I, this week about the Supreme Court ruling that's pending
And this is Supreme Court in Great Britain.
Yes, correct.
And this has a lot to do with what happened after the Ukrainian invasion and the seizing of assets of Russian oligarchs and Russians that are on the list that they've created for sanction, the sanction list. Well, Modriat Phi is a royal heistman. She's a
beautiful yacht.
She's a 58-meter, 192-foot yacht. There's that conversion thing, right?
Yes.
Delivered in 2021, motor yacht. Roy Hudson normally builds these gorgeous sailing yachts, but this boat's spectacular.
Really
almost 60 meters and under 500 gross tons. Those that know, that's amazing. She's been tied up to the dock in London now.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. Going 3 years almost. And they've been pushing back saying, listen, the guy's not on the sanction list. The owner is ownership's
an assumption.
It's an assumption. And the owners are actually, yeah, you know, in St. Kitts. And this boat should not be arrested. And they've been in court a few times and knocked down. But now the Supreme Court in the UK is taking this on. They just had the hearing a couple of days ago.
Yes.
It's going to take a few weeks before the results come out. But whatever that result is, it's going to have a ripple effect on the large
Absolutely.
Yacht industry.
Yeah, so we will definitely bring that to you. I'm sure we'll hear the news shortly since it's a pending decision right now.
Right.
So we'll see where that goes.
And there is more industry news that is worthy of a conversation.
Yes. You know I'm big into safety.
Well, yeah. How do you end every one of our shows, Kim?
Boat smart from the start.
Boat smart from the start.
Yes, April 14th to the 17th, I am the master of ceremonies at the International Boating and Water Safety Summit put on by the National Safe Boating Council. I got bit the bug last year when I was a keynote speaker there. Very lucky as a dealership. We haven't had, knock on wood, a lot of accidents, zero accidents, actually.
Bravo.
And when you hear the stories, it's so important that the industry embrace safety. And we recently, you had shared with me an unfortunate accident.
Yeah.
So Christmas, you want to share what
Christmas
happened?
Christmas Eve, down in St. Bart's, Motor Yacht Loon. And I know that program reasonably well. I know the yacht management company very well. In fact, I'm interviewing the yacht management company next week on my Yachting USA podcast, because there's a lot of disinformation, a lot of bad information out there. And while I'm not here to really point fingers too much or lay blame, so to speak, some bad decisions were made. The crew celebrated Christmas in the beginning of their holiday charter season. They went to a restaurant, unfortunately. They drank a lot. And the HCB 54 that was taking them back to the boat was being operated in a somewhat reckless manner, as many, many, many people have reported, eyewitnesses have described, and went up on the rocks. And unfortunately, almost everybody on the boat was injured. Mm. One young lady was flown to Miami for facial reconstruction surgery because of severe injuries.
Yes.
And so it's a cautionary tale, not just for Loon, but it's the bigger picture of the, when you make these bad decisions, the ripple effect, what it has. You know, charters had to be canceled.
Yes. Lives are forever changed.
I will say something, because I am aware, and I love giving credit where credit's due. The owner of that boat and that program has stepped up. They are doing the absolute right thing.
Taking care of the crew.
Everybody.
Absolutely.
And so the crew will be made whole. The program will continue.
Yes.
There's certainly been changes made in the program. I believe the captain is no longer working. He probably ought never work again. But I think there's a takeaway we take as an industry from this. And there's so many facets to this. Part of it, too, comes into the conversation is when you are operating a charter operation, should the captain and crew be the superstars, the media stars of their own story?
Right.
You know, and that was going on to a certain extent as well. And I think this conversation I know is going on in Europe because of my friends in Europe that over the holidays were talking to me and calling me. And of course, it's big here in the States. It can't be ignored. We're not going to ignore it because we can take this thing apart and look at individual pieces of it and say, okay, as an industry, how do we fix this? How do we prevent this kind of tragedy from happening in the future? Just thank God no one was killed.
Well, I have a saying, through tragedy or pain, suffering becomes opportunity, and the captain can use this as a higher calling to really take his message out there and hopefully will change his life forever and really be a voice of how to not operate as a captain. And there is so much responsibility with that captain role. You cannot be their friend as well as their
leader. Yeah,
you have to draw that line. You have to set an example. So look into the International Boating and Water Safety Summit. It's important that we get as much support around safety.
In fact, I'd like to probably get up there and do a couple interviews to kind of tie it all together and
support
it.
The Coast Guard is there, FWC, Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation, everyone that is really leading in safety, National Safe Boating Council at the helm training, the list goes on and on. we must lead with safety. We have no other choice, especially with the way we look at insurance right now. Insurance rates are skyrocketing. We have to get this under control. It has to be at the forefront of everything we do.
That's right. And I'm pleased and proud that our program here, Yachting Unplugged, is willing to step into that space and maybe take a little heat for doing it. But I think it's important that the conversation has happening.
No, I couldn't agree more. Well, we need to get busy. We have the inauguration that's going to happen, and best of luck to really the incoming administration. And really, we're going to ask that you just do one thing: unite, be kind, and really let America be great again.
Again. Thank you, Kim.
All right. Well, wishing everyone a successful and safe 2025, and always, always, always boat smart from the start. And whether you live, work, or play on the water, just get on the water, because there's nothing better than a lifestyle on the water.
There's nothing better than this, is
all
there?
Right. Well, Rick, great seeing you again.
Kim, thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Happy New Year, everybody. And
bye, everyone.
I'm sure we'll be talking a lot in the future.
Yes. Ciao.